Welcome back, folks. This is the second hour of the brand new Global Reality right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. I am the host of the Global Reality. This is the inaugural edition of the program. This program is now airing 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time right here every Saturday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And this is a great honor and pleasure for me to be here. And I'd like to hear from each and every one of you today. If you'd like to get in on the program, you can give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443. Now, before the break, we were talking about Ron Paul and just the you know, the sheer amount of just mudslinging and media coverage in general, both good and bad this week. I mean, you know, I think what we had occur last Sunday, raising over $6 million and putting him at over $18 million for the quarter, has really solidified him in the minds of a lot of people and naysayers that really weren't giving him a fair shake. And they're still not. They're really still not giving him a fair shake. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, this is the thing. This is what I wanted to iterate before we got into the break, was this. This system is so flawed and so controlled where you basically have, say, you know, a prize fight in Las Vegas with Don King. And they put on a fight, and someone wins and someone loses. But in the end, who's the main winner? Don King, because he owns both fighters. And that's the same situation you have with these candidates, be it left, right, it doesn't matter. They're all bought and paid for. They all are on the agendas, and, you know, Ron Paul is the only one that isn't. So what that does is it throws a real wrench in their works and the plans that they want to carry out upon the American people, and that's why the smear campaigns are being. We're becoming a significant threat to the power structure with this Ron Paul campaign. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Josh, and welcome to RBN. If you're new or I just haven't heard you before, something that really piqued my interest when I heard you talking a few minutes ago about some sort of a program that actually, I guess I would liken it to WeatherBug, if you're familiar with weather alert programs. Well, this alerts them to a different type of information other than the weather. Is that the case?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that website is GIYUS.org.
GIYUS?
G-I as in Ivan. G-I-Y-U-S. Gaius. .org.
Okay, Gaius.us. Anyway, the reason that I was so interested in it was I've been posting on a forum on the internet. And what I find is really unusual. When you're in a public forum, you may be carrying on a conversation with a little bit of substance. And there's certain words or certain topics that when you approach them, it's like ants coming out from the woodwork. And I called it, and I have called it for about the last year, net warfare. And that's basically what you're talking about, is an alert system for people that have an agenda. And when someone is shaking the boat or rattling the cage, you're dangerous. If you're trying to wake other people up, you become a threat, and they cannot tolerate that.
And, what bothers me specifically about this piece of software is the fact that it is aimed towards the support of Israel on the public opinion front, and that is by their own words.
Can I hold over?
You can hold over, yes, sir. We're going to take a quick break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves, and this is the inaugural episode of our show. We were talking to John in Tennessee before we went to the break. John, what else was on your mind as far as this software that seems to be, you know, just pointing out to people whenever they need to be on the attack?
Well, Josh,
do you
what
think like for the Patriot community?
What came to mind while I was on hold is the fact that you and RBN and myself and others in the Patriot community are making an attempt, and we're doing good things, but we're doing it with a great deal of personal and financial sacrifice. When you look at the other side of the coin and you look at who's behind this alert system that you're talking about, basically, they're doing it with unlimited funds. To them, several million dollars is chump change. So they're doing it with a great deal of resources and an unlimited amount of money. They've been planning it for eons. They know exactly what they're doing. It's kind of like David going up to Goliath with the slingshot. And he's got full battle gear. But we can still win the battle. And that's what I'd like to stress to people. How I came to realize that this was going on was I noticed that when there were certain subjects that I was approaching and I was trying to be gentle in approaching them and going, not really talking around corners, but doing it a little bit of a time, giving breadcrumbs to people.
Right.
It wasn't very long that someone would be in, and man, they'd be full bore on the attack, attacking the messenger. They weren't able to refute the message, but they could sure make an attempt to disparage John. So what I'm getting at is when I seen this happening, I simply posted a question on another area in the forum, and I said, does net warfare exist? And I got some interesting answers. It wasn't very long, and there were some more on there. Well, we were expecting more from you than this. You're disappointing, blah, 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 you know. And I'm like, well, I know I'm doing the right thing because I'm getting a reaction from both sides. And if there's when we're doing this, whether it's on local radio or whether it's via the Internet or personal conversations, people aren't stupid. When they can see that that what you're saying is making sense, and rather than attack your premise or your point, you're getting a personal attack. That's making it known to others that you're nailing the nail.
Well, that's exactly right. You catch the most flack when you're over the target, John, and that's the key thing, is the fact that these attack dogs can't ever come after you on the basis of what the information you're putting out. It's always some sort of – yeah, exactly. And also what it is it's a thought police. You know, it's like you're only allowed in some of these forums and these message groups like you're talking about to talk about issues so long as those issues are, allowed within the realm and scope of what these people allow you to do. Once you get outside of that paradigm or outside of that box and start really trying to challenge
make
the information as a whole, right, and get deeper in it. That's my thing, John, is I always try to go deeper. You know, if I research something,
like,
and
to
I'm
me, it's
down,
like pouring gas on a fire. You know, when I know that I'm bothering you, buddy, I'm going to get deeper into my homework, and I'm going to come at you. I'm going to attack the attack. You know, I'm not – I'm former military, and, you can never take a shot in the back as long as you're going forward. If you've always got your enemy in front of you, you don't ever have to worry about getting hit from behind. So if we're gonna go for it, if we're going to have a battle, let's do it eye to eye.
Well, that's exactly right. John, I appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you. I hope your program does really well.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. It's good to hear from you, especially on my first show here. But you know what? That's exactly right. Is they don't want to take you on eye to eye. I mean, that's the thing. You see how much fear you strike into these people whenever you start taking them on one-on-one. You can go ahead and let him go there. You really start to see what occurs when you start getting to the basis of the information, when you start getting down to the meat and potatoes of the information. We go ahead and cut that call. There you go. Sorry about that, folks. I think you got left on, forgot to hang up. But, the caller was exactly right there, John. Every time that you start seeing thought police come out, that knows you've hit a hot-button issue. And, again, you know, I really didn't mean to spend as much time talking about this as we have, but it is important, you know, that we point out these things when we see them. When we see them on these message boards, you know, I know of certain sites in particular. I'm not going to name them. Very well known 9/11 message boards pertaining to 9/11 Truth and a certain documentary. I know for a fact that on their message boards, you can't even say the word Israel, or you get banned. And that's pretty interesting to me that hits home or hits a hot button with so much, just as like John Tennessee there was talking about. To the fact that where you can't even say the word Israel in some of these message boards without getting banned. You know, and what does that do? Is it neutralizes people that are really trying to get to the heart of some of these issues. And, you know, I mean, look, I mean, it's very obvious that our military has been used as a strong arm for foreign domination for the expansion of a greater Israel. I mean, that's any way you want to slice it, that's the truth. And even Ariel Sharon, after 9/11, was quoted as saying, the American people know that America is controlled by Israel, and they also know that there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, that was, you know, Ariel Sharon says that. So, again, you know, as John was saying, it's just, you know, you're over the target, and you know you're putting out good information when you get a tag. But as I was talking about this article that came out this week and how they, no matter if they are trying to say good things about Ron Paul, they always mix in some a little bit of smear. This was from AP on December 20th. Paul shaping up a spoiler in GOP race. It wasn't long ago that Representative Ron Paul was an anti-war asterisk in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Then his campaign raised a record $6 million in a single day. Now the libertarian-leaning Texas congressman is looking like a possible spoiler with an eclectic tech-savvy following and an astounding $18 million in donations raised or less than in those 3 months. It's sort of gotten out of control, and I don't know what to do about it, he told one audience recently in mock frustration. At the current rate, it is some of his better-known rivals who might have cause for concern. Polls give no indication that Paul can win any primaries or caucuses. Now, that's the key point, see? Because this is posed as a pro-Ron Paul. This is Associated Press mainstream article. Paul shaping up as spoiler in GOP race. If you'd like to type that into a search engine, you can find it and read along with him. But you notice how they start the article out saying pretty good things, but then they get to this section. And this is the section that confuses me the most, where it says, at the current rate, it is some of his but where did it go? Polls give no indication that Paul can win any primaries or caucuses. Excuse me? I mean, he's polling in 10, 11, 12, sometimes 15%. And Jimmy Carter, who won the White House with 1% of the vote. Dukakis got the Democratic nod in 88 with 1% of the vote. I mean, Ron Paul is polling in some places as high as 15%. But you see, they won't pay attention to that. And they do anything they can to keep the real reality out about Ron Paul. And see, that speaks to, as the caller was talking about, the overall agenda and the overall system of control that they use, which is they do everything within their power. They have the money. They have the financial backing. They have the military-industrial complex, the media, the corporations, everything, to make sure that they formulate the reality that you are allowed to have that fits the agendas of the overall plans and goals of the quote-unquote New World Order, which is the global elite's master plan. See, that right there is a key indicator to that, and they do that on all fronts. And as I was talking about the voting machines earlier, that's another way in which they do it. Because if a candidate like Ron Paul wins with a landslide victory in a state like Ohio, but the fraudulent Diebold voting machines, which by their own admission are easily tamperable, according to legislation passed there by J. Kenneth Blackwell, former Secretary of State in Ohio, even if there was evidence 7 ways to Sunday that Ron Paul won by a landslide in Ohio to take the White House and the voting machines were tampered and the votes were given to another candidate, even if there was all the evidence in the world, their legislation in Ohio prevents anyone from doing a recount or anything about it. That's the most important thing. And I think that's what we've got to start making people aware of. This is a whole other front. You know, every war has multiple fronts. I say that all the time. On this front, we're fighting the information war. We're fighting through getting through propaganda and getting real information out in the hands of free Americans. That's what we're trying to do. And through these different control and manipulation of reality and swaying the reality A, which is the true reality, let's say in theory, that Ron Paul wins Ohio. Let's say that that happens and that becomes a reality. And what they do through these fraudulent voting machines and through tampering with the software that they own and control and through the legislation passed to make sure you can't do anything about it, even if there's proof of fraud, is they take reality A, manipulate it, twist it, and turn it into reality B, which is then fed the mainstream media through the corporate-controlled newspapers, internet sites, AP, et cetera, and then that becomes the actual real reality that's written about in the history books. When in the true reality, Ron Paul won, but that's not what we get to experience. You see, this is how they do it on every level. And if you've got thoughts on that, I'd like to hear from you at 1-800-313-9443. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Don't go anywhere.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
This is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. This is the first inaugural broadcast of my new show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And again, I'm honored to be here. And special thanks to all those that made this show possible. I also do a program Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on the TruthNet Radio Network. My website is TheGlobalReality.com. Check that out. I'm going to be updating that with some news stories this week, so be sure and check that out. My email address, if you'd like to email me with thoughts, suggestions, anything like that, it's GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. Again, that's GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to hear from you, and you can email me there. You know, well, there's so much going on right now. There's so much news this week. And, you know, for the most part, I've been talking about Ron Paul because it's important, and there is a lot to talk about there, especially in terms of what I was talking about previous to the break, about the manipulation of reality and how the reality that you are allowed to have and what you perceive to be the truth is anything but that once it is manipulated, watered down, twisted, and turned into what you get from the idiot box in the corner of your room, the TV. You know, once it comes out of there, and once it goes through these manipulation sources like the mainstream corporate-controlled media, what you end up with in the end product that the average American or average citizen winds up with is anything but the truth. And there's so many cases of this. And what I was talking about earlier at the very beginning of the show was just the amount of things that we've been living under since 9/11, and how, you know, that's why I think that, you know, people just spending their time concentrating and talking about the official story of 9/11 being a hoax really doesn't do anything to restore our constitutional republic, which is the end goal. I mean, we can talk about every news story that comes across the wires every day, all day, and of course we will do that here. But really, at the end of the day, it really is about what we can do to be proactive at taking steps to restore the constitutional republic in this great nation. That is really our goal. And, you know, when I see an article like what we had come out on Monday this week, this gives you the clear, very clear indicator that things like the domestic spying program and wiretapping and, you know, essentially monitoring and tracking and tracing the American citizens as a pretext to keep you safe from terrorists is a plan that the Bush White House had within 2 weeks of him taking office. So do the math on that, folks. That is prior to 9/11. They were planning on enacting a program. This article came out earlier this week. AT&T engineer says Bush administration sought to implement domestic spying within 2 weeks of taking office. Nearly 1,300 words into Sunday's New York Times article revealing new details of the National Security Agency's domestic eavesdropping program, the lawyer for an AT&T engineer alleges that within 2 weeks of taking office, the Bush administration was planning a comprehensive effort of spying on Americans' phone usage. That does not sound like the home of the brave and the land of the free to me, ladies and gentlemen, and especially does not sound like something that was brought after 9/11 to keep us safe from terrorists. No, this is something that they were planning even prior to 9/11. And I hope that makes your blood boil as much as it does mine, because it sure does. In a New Jersey federal court case, the engineer claims that the AT&T sought to create a phone center that would give the NSA access to all the global phone and email traffic that ran through a New Jersey network hub. The former AT&T employee, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to the New York Times, said he took part in several discussions with agency officials about the plan. The officials, he said, discussed ways to duplicate the Bedminster system in Maryland so the agency could, quote, listen in with unfettered access to communications that it believed had intelligence value and store them for later review. Times reporter Eric Lickbond, James Busen, Scott Shane wrote, there was no discussion of limiting or monitoring to international communications. You see, prior to 9/11, folks, prior to 9/11, they were installing this plan. At some point, he told the paper, I started feeling something isn't right. Two other AT&T employees who worked on the proposal discounted his claim, saying in interviews that the project had simply sought to improve the NSA's internal communication systems and was never designed to allow the agency access to outside communications. AT&T spokesman said they didn't comment on national security matters, as did a spokesman for Quest, which was approached but apparently rebuffed the plan. The lawyer for the engineer and others in the New Jersey cases, AT&T's internal documents would vindicate his client's claims. What he saw, Bruce Afrin, a New Jersey lawyer representing the plaintiffs, told the Times, was decisive evidence that within 2 weeks of taking office, the Bush administration was planning a comprehensive effort of spying on Americans' phone usage. You see, I mean, this is something that us in the Patriot community have known all along. We knew that once we started seeing things like the PNAC documents, that this plan was there long before 9/11. And 9/11 was just what they used to get it across. Take a break, come back. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Go over reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? It's your first show, isn't it?
This is it, man. This is the first one. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Hope you do good with your show. I want to say my name is John Molazon. I live in Etowah, Tennessee, and I don't mind being identified. God bless Israel and their King Jesus. He's my Lord. Listen, I wanted to tell you this. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I have a pistol in my closet. But from this day forth, it's going to be a little closer to my side. I looked in the dictionary, and the word bear, we have the right to bear arms. And they somehow slid in that we need a permit. And anyway, I've fastened this to my holster. I've got my permit. It's the Constitution. So I'm over it. Hey, you have a good day.
Hey, you too, man. I appreciate the call. Well, that's exactly right, and you know what? That's what people have forgotten about in this country, is the fact that you don't have to have a permit. You have your permit the day you're born, and that's called the Constitution. And joining me right now for a conversation is Mr. Rob Bishop, who does a program on this network on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Central, the Rob Bishop Show. You definitely do not want to miss that show if you've never checked it out. Rob, what's your thoughts on the last caller there, bud?
Hey, man, I was just calling in to wish you a happy send-off, man. But I'm unsure. You know, I think he's right. I mean, you actually look at the Second Amendment itself. It clearly says the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Of course, there's a couple of different reasons why Congress keeps trying to take that away. And certainly the Democratic leadership as well as the Republican leadership and the NRA are all tools of the global elites. And, of course, just like in Nazi Germany, just like in the Soviet Union, Red China, we can go right on down the list, Burma, all over. As soon as they take the guns, that's when the real tyranny starts. And if we let that happen, we deserve what's coming down the pike.
Oh, that's exactly right, Rob. I mean, it, you know, in every civilization that you've ever seen, the first thing they do is disarm the people. And then they go for things like the food supply, and then they start restricting everything. And that's, again, that's the bottom line, Rob. I mean, you know, the thing is that people willfully – it's this willful compliance, you know, that we talk so much about. I mean, the system can only operate, Rob, if you're compliant to it. And you allow yourself to be a victim and just willfully give up your rights. And that's the problem, is, you know, we're having to scramble here now with the Ron Paul campaign and really get behind him here late in the game, because we've had so many people, ourselves included, and we've all been guilty of it, of just willfully giving up our rights because we didn't have the knowledge. But now, Rob, people are waking up, and now we have the ability to get everyone woke up so we cannot give up our willful rights anymore.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know, a right becomes a privilege when you let it become a privilege, whether it be free speech zones, which totally destroys your First Amendment and you never get it back. These door-to-door gun confiscations. I mean, in Cleveland, Ohio, they're doing gun for oil trades now. Knock and talks, all this kind of crap. When you give up your rights, oh, just temporarily, or oh, just to keep you safe, you don't get them back unless you get them back at the barrel of the guns you gave away. So it does. It's an end around where we're burying ourselves, and unfortunately, people don't want to see it because, I've been a member of the NRA for 25 years, and they never do nothing bad to me, even though they're all on the payroll. I mean, it's sad, you know. Really, our only hope at this point to avoid a bloody conflict is, again, or at least to give us some time to prepare for it, is to get Ron Paul elected, the only man up there that has a reasonable chance of winning that stands up for Second Amendment rights, is Ron Paul. You know, look at Rudy Giuliani turned New York City into a socialist nightmare of gun control. Fred Thompson has voted for gun control over and over and over again. He is a tool of the NRA. Mitt Romney, same thing as Giuliani, except statewide. Right on down the list, obviously John McCain too in his earlier days. It's sad to say, but we really are on an Hail Mary mode here, where we're just trying like hell to get this guy elected to give us some time to at least take some of the republic back and then grow the resistance. That's the only advantage we have over the global elites is numbers. And
that's all we can do at this point, really. You're right.
That's it. That's it.
And you know, I mean, exactly the thing about it is, too, Rob, is the fact that, you know, I mean, these groups like the NRA that pose – to be standing up for the Second Amendment, but want to do nothing but destroy it. Also, you know, get people cataloged. They, you know, just like when you register your gun, they know where to go look for it, Rob, when it's time to use them. And that's the problem. And again, willful compliance, willfully giving up your information, willfully, you know, choosing to participate in their criminal system. And that's the thing, no matter if you're talking about Ron Paul, no matter if you're talking about gun rights, anything, is we have got to stop this systematic willful compliance of just willfully saying, okay, here, protect me, government. Oh, here, I'm going to put my life into your hands. No, your life belongs in your own hands, and if you put anybody else's, you're going to wind up with tyranny.
Oh, absolutely. And I remember when I wanted to go buy my 44 mag, they actually had biometric thumb scanners there. Like, you're starting to see, like, in more in a lot of, like, the theme parks and so on, you know, where they have mass admissions every day. Now they just have it where you scan your thumb, you scan your handprint, and you get in the park. Well, obviously, that goes to a database in Langley. And they had that there at the shop where I was going to buy my 44 mag. And I said, the hell with that. I just went, you know, basically underground and bought it. You can't trust these people, because the sad part is most of them think they're doing good. Most of them think they're just following the law. And in reality, like we've talked about, they're just giving their own freedoms away while they sell yours down the river as well.
And you just keyed into something there, Rob, with the conditioning and the indoctrination through the use of this technology in, you know, sort of perceived benign situations like theme parks or like the pay at the pump type systems where you pay with just your thumbprint. You know, even the rewards cards that the grocery stores in place use. I mean, these are predisposed conditioning devices, Rob, that get people ready for that cashless society and that ability to be locked into that control grid where all your information is stored, categorized, cataloged indefinitely. And even now you have these Microsoft systems talking about being able to download your brain into a computer. Rob, they want full systematic control, and they're all on their way of getting it.
Well, that's the future. That's how they become gods. And if you really read, I know there's something you're going to talk about quite a bit, and you're one of the few guys that will actually go out on the limb and talk about it. But the real core ideology behind the elite of the elites is their worship of man, man's intelligence, man's potential, his potential godhood. And that's what they believe in, forced evolution. Of course, the majority of us, 80%, 85%, 95%, depending on who you ask, they view us basically as literally as cattle in the Freemasonic tradition. We are the sub-race, and we have to be eliminated in order for them to ascend to godhood. Well, how do they do that? It all comes down to augmented cognition, literally man becoming machine, man becoming almost cybernetic. And that's a start to a lot of this chipping. You're seeing it more and more and more. Eventually, they're going to go into your brainstem, and it'll be sold as some kind of great entertainment thing. Oh, it'll be the evolution of the internet, where you could just literally tune into the back. It'll literally be a connection in the back of your brainstem, and it will tune into your medulla oblongata, and literally you will view the internet or whatever else you want to view. It's insane, and of course, through that, they'll literally control everything you think. Right now, they're kind of doing it chemically and with a lot of subtle mind control techniques as far as, say, Fox News and a lot of brainwashing goes. But it gets really, really hardcore when you get into augmented cognition.
And you know, the of course, as you said, the pharmaceutical companies will very much have their claims staked in that. I mean, look, that's the plan. I mean, whatever they're going to plan to do with us, with a depopulation program of 80% through eliminating us systematically through the technology – the ones that are allowed man to ascend to godhood are going to be these people with the cybernetic interfaces in the upper echelons of the elite. Whatever they decide to do with us, whether they decide to eliminate us and supplant us with now another admission we had this week of them being able to create new life forms in a test tube, which, I mean, this is an admission from the Washington Post, folks. This is not Wired News or something wacky. The Washington Post article this week admits now they have technology to create new life forms, new human beings in test tubes. Rob, I mean, that becomes a very real possibility. These elites, you know, we know about the plan. We know they want to kill us. We know they want to eliminate us. We know they want to ascend to godhood through the technology. What is your opinion on them being able to create a new slave race and do away with us?
Oh, it's scientific dictatorship. That's the real fear. You know, for so long we've been talking about, is it going to be 1984 or is it going to be Brave New World? And I think it's going to be maybe even more akin to like Soylent Green meets Terminator.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, we've been talking about the spider goats for years. Now they're creating glowing cats and selling them on the market in like, I think, Hong Kong and East Asia. You know, look at this. It's this little this gimmick of, wow, we have pets that glow in the dark. Wow, look at this. And then you realize, well, what happens when they start experimenting on humans? In this country, we're still somewhat of a religious country, so, I mean, that's where most of the objections come from. But you look at Europe, they're starting to do with that. I mean, hell, you know, who created Dolly the sheep? It was the Scots.
Right.
China, they're doing this rampantly. I mean, they literally want to create super soldiers. A good friend of mine's Dean Haglund, who played Ringo Langley on The X-Files and Lone Gunman. And he would tell me how, I mean, most of their core backbone stories, it would be from Chris Carter, who was the head writer and the creator of The X-Files. He would literally go to lunch with people from the Pentagon and from, you know, DARPA and so on. And that's where he would get his ideas from. And then they would mix it in with the sci-fi and the aliens and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of when they talk about the super soldiers that cannot be killed, that have self-repairing abilities, I mean, it's incredible to think. And that's literally coming down the pike.
And, you know, Rob, it's interesting. I remember reading in like 1997 an article in TV Guide magazine about the X-Files. And they actually mentioned in this article in TV Guide that Chris Carter on several occasions was approached by the FBI and the Secret Service, and they were interrogating him and asking questions saying, where are you getting your information from? And he's just saying, well, I'm pulling it out of thin air, or I'm making this up. And they're saying, no, someone's feeding you information. We didn't know where you're getting it from. And I thought that was very telling, Rob, to even think that, you know, this stuff was being brought online even in the late 90s when that show was in the height of its fame.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I mean, you look at the cigarette-smoking man. I mean, nobody picks this up. Everybody knows that Ethan Hunt is based on Howard Hunt, you know, the Watergate burglar and the guy that admitted on his deathbed to killing JFK, or at least being a part of it. Photographed as one of the scamps. Well, the cigarette-smoking man is based directly on E. Howard Hunt. What was the episode? I forget what the episode
– The Smoking Man, I think, is the one you're referring
to.
Yeah, exactly.
That, I mean, most of that's literally what they were told. That's actually – I mean, that's something that I've talked about in regard to JFK that nobody really talks about. I think JFK 2, the movie, hit on it a little bit. But I've always believed that the headshot came from the gutter. And that makes a lot more sense than the grassy knoll. I mean, it's possible that a shot was fired from there. I mean, they count it like 13 or 14 actual shots. You know, there's a bullet buried in the windshield of the presidential limo. But, I mean, that always made a lot of sense. And then I saw that episode and you know, before I even started talking to Dean Haglund. And it kind of clicked a little bit. So, I mean, there's a lot of truth in the X-Files. Just like Coast to Coast AM and a lot of these other, quote-unquote, paranormal shows. You just have to know how to dig through a lot of the other fluff and so on that they put into it, and they try to muddy the waters with to throw people off the scent, so to speak.
Yeah, we're talking about that a little bit in the first hour, Rob. It's just that getting that discernment, you know, getting that ability to be able to discern and dissect through the news, through what is real and through what's not, and then making a conscious effort in the decision to go forward with it. I mean, look, that, you know, that's the thing. It's like we talk about all the time, Rob. We're in a war. Bottom line, and in a war situation, you don't have time to just fall for the fluff or fall for the easy route. I mean, we are in a time now where the information has to be hard hitting, and it's got to be cutting edge because, again, I mean, they've got us on the control grid. They've got us on the plantation 7 Ways to Sunday. So, you know, being able to come up with effective strategies to use their same military tactics back on them is very key in this day and age.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, like I said, they try to muddy the water and say, oh, you know, hey, you believe that, you know, the global elites are forming a new world order. Oh, you must also believe in aliens and, you know, see Elvis everywhere. No, I mean, this is pretty much what they tell us. I mean, that's where I get most of my information from. I'll tell you what, I get more information in 2 hours of just reading on the CFR.org site than I do in 3 days reading, you know, InfoWars or anything like that. You read what they tell you, and then it comes true, and you start to say, hey, you know what? Maybe there are people that are more powerful than we realize. It's almost obvious to most people, in my estimation, that when they sit down and they just look at the information, they say, okay, you know, I can predict just reading what they're saying what's going to happen in the next 6, 8, or 12 months. And then when it comes true, then I'm going to say, hey, it's because they said it would. I mean, they talked about going to war with Iraq literally the same way. You go back to the 1992 Wolfowitz Doctrine, which is actually based on a 1988 Israeli intelligence report. The 92 Wolfowitz Doctrine is literally the basis for the PNAC documents in 2000, and actually 99, but it was published in 2000, where they actually talked about how they were going to go to war with Afghanistan, then Iraq, then Iran, then Syria. It's all going to plan. In my estimation, I think that we could have, quote-unquote, won this war right after – I mean, we did win the war. I think we could have basically put the clamps down on the occupation and been out of there. But the military-industrial complex is making so much money on this, on the money – or on the blood of literally American citizens and, you know, the troops and even the civilians over there that are dying. Every time something gets blown up, a company like Bechtel gets paid to go over there and rebuild it so it gets blown up again, sometimes even by American and British special forces, like the British SKS got caught blowing up mosques in 2004, openly admitted in the London Times. I mean, these things all go to plan. I think it was it FDR or LBJ who said, in politics, nothing happens for no reason. Everything is planned. And to me, that's what we're seeing right now, everything going exactly to plan.
Well, absolutely. And again, who benefits, Rob? When you start looking into what we talk about all the time, and we know the Central European bankers fund both sides. And again, if the Central European bankers are funding both sides and as well putting up the loans for the military-industrial complex machine to create their weaponry, they're going to stand to gain on both sides as a use of this weaponry, as creating wars and instigating wars where this weaponry can be used to further up their coffers for world domination. I mean, again, at this point, You know, the money is not what it's about. I mean, this is for doing away with all sovereign nations, Rob, and moving us into one world government, and the Central European bankers and the Rothschild holdings are the ones that are bankrolling that 100%.
Oh, they always have. Always have. And you go back to the early 1700s. I mean, every major war, these central bankers would fund and arm both sides. So either way, they win. Doesn't matter who actually comes out on top, because they end up being in debt to the central banks. Just like, you know, you look at the Act of 1871, the D.C. Organic Act, which radically changed the wording in the Constitution and literally made the, you know, these United States of America, when we were still literally states that were joined in defense and currency, literally became one nation, one really corporation, because of war debts to the central bankers over the Civil War. And, you know, to some extent, the wars before that, the War of 1812. They've owned this country for over 150 years, and now we're seeing the fruits of that come to pass.
Stay right there, Rob. We've got to take a quick break. Coming to the final segment, this is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Final segment in the inaugural edition of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves, and I'm joined by Rob Bishop, who also has a talk show Sunday nights here at 10 p.m. Central on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rob, tell everybody real quick what you've got coming up.
Well, Sunday night's going to be an interesting program. I'm just pretty much going to be covering news. I don't have any guests planned right now. That could change. pretty covering news, taking calls, and a few different things. Do a show on the weekdays from 6 to 7 Central, 6 to 7 p.m. Central on the TruthNet Radio Network at TNRLive.com, as well as Saturday nights on the RPR Radio Network. So that's pretty much it.
Well, yeah, and I'd encourage everybody to check that out because it's a lot of information, Rob. And, you know, I do my show, and, you know, I got this show through you and Michael Powers, and, you know, I really appreciate that because, you know, it's important. I don't think, Rob, that there's ever too many voices. I think we all have our own areas of expertise and bring this to the forefront because, I mean, look, at this time and age, people, that we're in right now, we don't have a choice. Again, we're at crunch time. And this is a war for every intent and purpose. This is a war that we're in. It just so happens that the front that we are in right now is not the armed conflict. And you know, heaven forbid we get to that point. We want to avoid that at all costs. But if we are forced into a situation where we have no other choice left, the American people will stand up at that time. And that's why it is important, folks, that you do your best to get out there and just tell people about Ron Paul and why they should support him. Again, not for some unrealistic goal like, oh, we're going to take the country back and restore the Constitution overnight if we get Ron Paul elected. Because, again, as Rob Bishop says a lot of times on his programs, who are you going to fill the cabinet out with? Who are you going to get in the other positions of power if Ron Paul is elected? And you've got so many snakes and criminals within the power structure that there aren't really very many viable people that you could really put in there at this point. So, again, you know, it's really just important, folks, that right now we concentrate on education. Education of our constitutional rights, what your constitutional rights are, how they've been taken away, and what you can do to be proactive and taking the steps towards, you know, discerning the news. Get out there. You know, there's lots of great websites that you can check out. My website is www.theglobalreality.com. You can also email me at globalrealityshow@gmail.com with thoughts, suggestions, anything like that. You can also check out websites like roguegovernment.com, which is a great place to get news every day. that is ran by a guy named Lee Rogers. He has a program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network weekdays. And I believe that program airs at 9 p.m. Central Time before Rick Adams. And, you know, there's just so many guys like myself. We're kind of newcomers. We're kind of the new voices here in the Patriot Movement. But we believe in freedom and liberty and Constitution and the rights of the American people that were born under the Constitution and given unalienable rights that no one can ever take away from us. And that is the most important thing. And, you know, just keep that in mind, folks. And we'll catch you back here next week for the second edition of The Global Reality, Saturday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. Central, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I love you all. You guys take care. Have a great, great holiday.